Hey guys, this is Evidence Utopia, and this is the aftercare for Synthetic Destiny, specifically for people who enjoy or seek out rape content. I'm going to lead with my usual stuff, which is if you enjoyed this audio, that's great. You don't have to feel bad about it. I mean, hopefully you feel a little bad, but only because, like, my goal was to make you feel, like, a little sad. Like, it's not a happy ending, right? If you're listening to the aftercare, I'm assuming you're either... I don't know. I don't have to spoiler warning my own audio in the aftercare, right? Spoiler warning, I guess. Sorry, my voice is a little tired. Where was I going? Yeah. If you liked this, that's great. That's why I make this stuff, you know? So that people have a place to explore and express those things. So, this is the first... Oh, no, I guess it's not. This is the second. But I didn't really talk about it during the first time. First aftercare audio we've done for a fan audio. What I mean by that, right? I talk a lot about, like, the three major driving forces for audios that I make. The first is to share a feeling or to impart a feeling on the listener. So that was part of this, right? Is I wanted to impart a feeling of hope and then hopelessness. And then the second motive, right, that I have for making audios is I want to express a feeling. And then the third is what I lovingly call shitposts, but... are usually, like, an expression that I like something, right? So, like, I'll make, like, an audio about, like, Captain America and, like, Bucky and, like, Iron Man all fucking each other, right? I don't have the audio anymore, but that was a thing I did once. And so this is a Magic the Gathering audio, which is a little weird. It's just a trading card game. But the reason I bring that up is that in a way, right, these audios are also, like, little odes or, tributes to anybody who has, you know, watched a piece of media that, you know, didn't have anything to do with non-consent necessarily, but wanted to use that setting or the characters or, you know, some theme from it to explore the topic of non-consensual content for themselves in a safe way, right? Yeah, like, there's no sex in Magic the Gathering. I mean, there's no, like, it's a safe for work game. It's not, like, an intentionally erotic thing, right? But, like, haven't you ever just, like, This is a shout out and validation for all the people who have ever experienced a piece of media and then went, wow, and then kind of like that switch in their brain flips and they're like, but what if there was rape involved in my fantasies about this kind of thing? If that's you, if you're listening and you identify with that, then hopefully, in a way, the existence of this audio makes you feel less alone. Hopefully it makes you feel validated that, you know, there is a place for you to have that and enjoy that, you know, right? Especially when it comes to, like, fictional media, because, you know, like, you're existing in a very, like, fictional sphere. I think that's a big part of a big important part of how we do enjoy this kind of content is doing it safely, right? Doing it in a way that we're making sure that we're not hurting anybody. I think you guys all know, right? Like, I don't think anybody walks in here, like, thinking, like, I'm gonna listen to this rape audio because I'm gonna go rape people. Like, no sane person is like that. But yeah, so if this is something that you enjoy, I mean, like, again, like, this is all of my aftercares are really the same message, right, with a different flavor. And the message is that, you know, this is a place for you to be the you that likes this, right? You're allowed to be that here. So if you felt bad for the character in the audio when he was getting, you know, tentacle fucked, and you don't want to feel bad, then I don't know, I relinquish you from that guilt, I guess, for lack of a better phrase. You don't have to feel bad. You're allowed. You deserve, I would say, even to be able to enjoy something like that, right? If it's a safe expression, if you're doing it, you know, if you're, we always have this talk, right? Every single time we do this, it's like actual non-consent is not okay, right? Like, but I think this is a great example because it's pretty clearly painted in this audio that, like, the person the Phyrexian Praetor perpetrating the act of rape is pretty clearly painted as a psychotic villain, right? So sometimes we just like that. Sometimes you just want your like that in your fantasy. It's like wanting jalapenos in your burrito. I don't know. It's probably not a very good analogy. I'm also hungry, so yeah. Thanks for listening. I hope you like this. I hope you feel like you are allowed to like this, as always. And I hope you are safe, and hopefully, if you needed grounding, that this was a grounding experience for you. And yeah. I don't have anything else to say. Bye.